This is Mark Steiner, and today is April the 22nd. We open this day in history with a poem by Eduardo Galeano, the author of Open Veins in Latin America, and this poem is from his book, Children of the Days, A Calendar of Human History. Einstein once said, if the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, man would have no more than 4 years to live. No more bees, no more pollination, no more men. He said it to a few friends. The friends laughed. He did not. Now it turns out there are fewer and fewer bees in the world. Today on Earth Day, let us acknowledge that this is not happening due to God's will or the devil's curse, but rather because of the murder of natural forests and the proliferation of farmed ones. Monocropping for export, which limits plant diversity. Poisons that kill pests, and with them everything else. Chemical fertilizers that fertilize money and sterilize the soil. And radiation from the machines people buy because advertising tells us to. The first slave revolt in continental North America took place today in 1526 in what is now South Carolina. Lucas Vasquez de Leon, a Spanish colonizer, founded a town near the Pedee River with 500 Spaniards and 100 enslaved Africans. Native people were hostile to the settlement, and the Africans revolted, killing most of the Spaniards, then escaped to live with the native people. The sit-ins of 1960 in Greensboro, North Carolina, are known to many. But today, in 1944, students from Howard University sat in at Thompson's Restaurant, continuing a movement that began in 1943. But the Southern segregationists in Congress controlled the budget of Washington, D.C. and Howard University and used that power to squash the demonstrations with threats of cutting off funds to Howard University. There was a concentration camp in Croatia called Jasenovac that housed not just Jews but Romas and many political prisoners. Tens of thousands of Jews, Romas, and anti-fascists were murdered there. And today in 1945, they revolted. 500 were slaughtered, and 80 escaped in an untold story of resistance. Happy birthday to John Waters, the Baltimore man who brought us Pink Flamingos, Hairspray, and more. And happy birthday to Catherine Hughes, business executive and radio and television personality, who was born Elizabeth Woods in Omaha, Nebraska. She and her husband formed Radio 1 in 1979, bought the first radio station in 1980. In 1999, Radio 1 went public, making it the first African-American female-owned company on the stock exchange. And here's a song to think about on this April the 22nd. It's by a groundbreaking jazz bassist. His music defied easy categorization. He drew on gospel, free jazz, hard bop, and classical music. As a band leader, he pushed his musicians to improvise collectively in the spirit of New Orleans, second-line groups. He was known simultaneously as an angry and loving man. At one gig, he punched saxophonist Eric Dolphy in the head after he hit a bad note. Later that night, after a particularly sweet solo, the band leader approached Dolphy and kissed him on the lips instead. I'm talking about Charlie Mingus, born on this day in 1922. And this is a song, Better Get It In Your Soul. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.